This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. Early this morning, the City Council approved some of the most sweeping plans in years to impose new oversight over the New York Police Department. The bills passed with a veto-proof majority. One would expand the definition of racial profiling. The other would establish an inspector general with subpoena power to recommend changes to the NYPD's policies and practices. Joining me now is Fordham Law Professor Ian Weinstein to discuss what an inspector general might do here in New York City. Professor Weinstein, welcome to WNYC.
Thanks. I'm so pleased to be here.
The Los Angeles Police Department has most recently had an inspector general. It's the biggest police department akin to New York City's that I can think of. How did the inspector general operate there?
The inspector general in Los Angeles, as is true with inspector general in other settings, they typically are government officials who don't report directly to the police commissioner, but report through another line of authority and have some investigative power over the agency over which they have oversight. Most of the work is report writing. They handle some specific complaints, but it's mostly a reporting and public disclosure function. They have very limited enforcement powers.
Can they make recommendations for changes? For example, if this inspector general wants to make changes to the city's stop and frisk tactic, how would an IG go about doing that?
Typically, first, the inspector general would do a study and make recommendations. But the system the city council just adopted for New York does not give the inspector general the power to impose any particular solution, but rather to recommend. And then it really becomes a political question.
The NYPD, as opponents of these measures, they've said the police department already has a lot of oversight. What new level of monitoring might an inspector general bring?
Typically, an inspector general is best positioned to see larger systemic problems and also to address the classic problems of graft and corruption. The key difference is that the inspector general in the New York system will report to the commissioner of the Department of Investigation, who is, of course, a mayoral appointee. The Internal Affairs Department of the Police Department reports up through the police department chain of command, ultimately to the police commissioner. So in that sense, an inspector general is a bit more independent of the police department, although still answerable to a city commissioner appointed by the mayor.
You raise a good point. How independent will this inspector general be if his or her position comes from the mayor, if the IG is a mayoral appointee?
Any law enforcement person, any investigator, is going to, in the end, be a member of the government and report up through governmental structures. Although I will say that the experience of inspectors general with city agencies at the federal level and certainly with the very robust state office of inspector general is that they are well positioned to uncover particularly systemic problems and can sometimes uncover or better respond to problems because they are a bit outside of the agency. And we always have the worry about the police policing themselves to take an objective view, to see things from another perspective.
Mayor Bloomberg and Police Commissioner Ray Kelly have criticized this legislation, saying that an inspector general will make the city less safe because police officers will second-guess themselves. Has this been the case with other inspectors general?
It is hard to think that the addition of this extra level of oversight will make that much difference. If there is something significant enough such that the appointment of this inspector general turns it up and it really turns out to affect police conduct on the street, well, there's a good chance that those are things that we, the public, really ought to know.
Ian Weinstein is a professor at Fordham Law School, and he practices criminal law in Fordham Law School's clinics. He spoke with us about how an inspector general for the NYPD might operate. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you.
This is WNYC.